But we know that Mary was a sinner. She was a wonderful Christian lady. She was a godly person. She was highly favored and blessed among women. But Mary was not perfect. Mary was not sinless. Mary was not God. Mary was a human being. Although she was a righteous human being, a godly human being, she was human nonetheless and sinned. That is why Mary called God her Savior. Because someone who is a sinner is in need of a Savior because he will save us from our sins, the Bible says. So Mary needed a Savior. But not only that, Mary offered a sin offering for herself in Luke chapter 2, okay? Which shows, obviously, that she was a sinner just like the rest of us. It says in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 21, it says, "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before she was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." Verse 24 says, "And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. So the Bible says that the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were over, and then she offered these particular animal sacrifices. Well, you don't have to turn there, but back in Leviticus 12, it explains this. And it says in verse 6, "When the days of her purifying are fulfilled," it's exactly what it said in Luke 2:22. "For a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of the priests, who shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her. And she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that hath borne a male or female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean." Look, the Bible is clear in these 3 verses that these animal sacrifices are being brought as a burnt offering and a sin offering for the mother, to purify her, to make an atonement for her. And that's exactly what the King James Bible said in Luke 2:22 when it talked about the days of her purification and these animal sacrifices are being offered for a sin offering to make an atonement for sin. Okay, in the NIV, Luke 2:22, it says, "When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." So now it's become completely disassociated from her. It's just the purification rituals or the purification rites. Whereas the King James said her purification. Well, I thought she's just so sinless and pure that she'd never need any purifying and would never need to offer a sin offering, right? According to the Roman Catholic Church that teaches that Mary is without sin. So number one, we've seen from the new versions, basically, they've been altered to allow for infant baptism. They've been altered to allow for the perpetual virginity of Mary. They've been altered to prove that Mary had a sinless life. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. We'll see more Catholic doctrine coming from these new versions. Now you say, "Well, I'm just surprised to hear you speak against Catholic." Well, you are sitting in a Baptist church. I mean, you know, did you accidentally think you walked into the Catholic Church? If we were Catholic, I'd be wearing a dress right now. I'd have my collar turned around backwards right now. I'd be emptying a dustbuster right now. I'd be going like this right now. I'd be sprinkling holy water right now. Okay? Look, we wouldn't be preaching the Bible right now. We wouldn't be saying salvation is by grace through faith right now. I mean, obviously, it's a Baptist church. We believe the Bible, and we're preaching the Bible. We are not Catholic. So why would you bring home a Catholic Bible and read it?
Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen.